We continue our scripture reading in the book of Isaiah. We come to chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. We'll read to the end of the chapter, verse 31. You'll find it on page number 721 using the Pew Bible. Now, Isaiah, in these opening chapters, particularly chapter 1, is presenting the covenant lawsuit. This is the prosecution's case. It's a really good one. Against Jerusalem and the sins of God's people. And they had become prosperous, in short, and they had become worldly, and they had tolerated sin, and injustice and corruption began permeating their society, and they're condemned in rather sharp language for it. But the key is found in verse 29, where it says, "They shall be ashamed of the oaks that you desired." That's a reference to idolatry. The worship of false gods under the oaks and the terebinth. And it reminds us that whenever a society or a nation or a family is going to be corrupted, you will always see that the key issue was their relationship to God. And there's a spiritual decline that precedes a moral decline. Our country's been going through this for several generations. Every generation it seems to be worse. When I was a boy, my parents didn't even know where I was in the summertime until dinner came. And I was perfectly safe. People used to hitchhike. Your parents would say to you in the 70s, "Well, why don't you just go out to the interstate and stick your thumb out and hitch a ride? You would be killed today." Now what's happened in American society? Well, it really began generations before that in the fundamentalist modernist controversy, when the churches abandoned the Bible and began worshiping secular humanism and the idols of the intellect and of unbelief that were so sophisticated. And what you've seen is the degradation of a society one generation after another because they were severed from the life of God. It began in the church with the denial of the inerrancy and authority of the Bible. That's why the most important institution in any society is the church. And we have a duty to preach the word faithfully. We should pray for that and for God to bless it. It is the only hope for our land. Now, Jerusalem is different than America. It's the church in the old covenant. It's the covenant, the elect people of God. And so for her, though there will be judgment, there is certain to be redemption. And one thing you'll see in Isaiah, he uses very sharp language. He's going to condemn full on, but he's going to shine the grace of God upon it. Why? Because God's promises are on Jerusalem and on the people of God, on the church. She will be saved. And there are wonderful statements here of that as well. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at Isaiah 1:21. "How the faithful city has become a whore. She who was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and to the widow's cause does not come to them. And the widow's cause does not come to them. Therefore, the Lord declares, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, 'Ah, I will get relief from my enemies and avenge myself on my foes. I will turn my hand against you and will smelt away your dross as with lye and remove all your alloy. And I will restore your judges as at first, and your counselors is at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness. But rebels and sinners shall be broken together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed, for they shall be ashamed of the oaks that you desired, and you shall bless for the gardens that you have chosen. For you shall be like an oak whose leaf withers, and like a garden without water. And the strong shall become tender, and his work a spark. And both of them shall burn together with none to quench them. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever." Amen.